South Africa will face the defending champion All Blacks of New Zealand Saturday in a mouth-watering semi-final in London. The game at Twickenham Stadium features two world rugby powers who each have lifted the trophy twice: South Africa in 1995 and 2007, and New Zealand in 1987 and 2011. Springboks head coach Heineke Meyer says it's always a thrill to play the All Blacks.
I live for these games, you know, standing there, and I always stand at the bottom facing the Arka just out of respect. I never go up to the box. I'd wait till after the Arka because it's just great that sometimes I don't know why you do this job, and then you stand there and you feel the adrenaline pumping, and you face the Arka, and you're just so blessed to be there. So I love playing the All Blacks. You know, I love what they stand for. I love what South Africa stands for, and it doesn't get bigger than this.
Players on the Springboks and the All Blacks are also looking forward to this big semi-final on Saturday. Conrad Smith plays center for the All Blacks of New Zealand. He says he expects another hard-fought match against South Africa.
With South Africa, there is that consistent level physicality, but also performance in terms of we never seem to catch the other team on an off night, which sometimes happens with other teams, and you sort of get bigger margins. But certainly in the last 5 or 6 years, it's been tight, and even the games, you know, obviously there's eventual winners, and even if the score has been, I'm struggling to think of any that have been above sort of 7 or 8 points, but you know they've certainly it's sort of come down to 2 or 3 turning points in a game where it could have either, you know, easily gone the other way. So they're always tight matchups, and I'm sure this one will be just the same.
New Zealand rugby player Conrad Smith, who's expecting another tight match on Saturday against the Springboks of South Africa at Twickenham Stadium in London. Argentina goes against Australia Sunday in the second semi-final, also at Twickenham. The winners of the two semi-finals will meet in the Rugby World Cup final on October 31st at Twickenham.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Turning to African football, second round action kicks off next month in the continent's qualifying campaign for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Remember, VOA World Cup fans, ultimately 5 African teams will book tickets to Russia. Our African football guru, David Legg, takes a look at the upcoming matches.
Home and away matches, the winners go through to the group stage, and the bad news is that the losers go out of the competition. They will be out of the race for Russia. Niger will play Cameroon. Mauritania, one of the most improved sides in Africa, they will be up against Tunisia. Namibia face Guinea-Conakry. Ethiopia face Congo-Brazzaville. It's Chad against Egypt. Comores against Ghana. Swaziland against Nigeria. Botswana against Mali. Burundi against the Democratic Republic of Congo, Liberia up against Ivory Coast, Madagascar against Senegal, Kenya against Cape Verde, Tanzania against Algeria, Sudan against Zambia, Libya against Rwanda, Morocco against Equatorial Guinea, Mozambique against Gabon, Benin against Burkina Faso, Togo against Uganda, and Angola against South Africa. Let's look at some of those matches. And one that caught my eye is Morocco against Equatorial Guinea. because this match brings together the team that should have hosted the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, that's Morocco, but they then withdrew because of fears about the Ebola epidemic, and their place was taken by Equatorial Guinea. They took over as hosts, and they did very well indeed, reaching the semi-finals. So that's going to be an interesting tie-up. Another one is Angola against South Africa. Now, South Africa have got the whip hand over the Angolans in the sense that they've won 6 of the previous 9 meetings and drawn the other 3. But those matches, most of them have been very tight affairs indeed. And the South Africans, I think, looking a little bit nervously ahead to this match. Bafana Bafana have just returned from Central America, where they had what were conceived to be good results. They beat Costa Rica 1-0 in San Jose, and then they drew 1-1 away with Honduras. But the problem with the Bafana Bafana is they are very inconsistent. At times against Costa Rica, they looked like the best side in Africa, and at times against Honduras, they looked like what they are in effect. And that is the 17th ranked country in Africa. You would fancy the South Africans to get through, but it could be close. Another intriguing tie, Sonny, between Togo and Uganda. Now, when those sides met in the last Africa Cup of Nations qualifying competition, the Togolese won 1-0 in Kampala and also won in Lome. So revenge there on the menu for the Ugandans, who I feel will be the slight favorites. Benin against Burkina Faso, another one that could go either way. The Burkinabe not doing particularly well these days, having reached in 2013 the Cup of Nations finals. Swaziland, after scoring 8 goals against Djibouti, they're going to find life a lot tougher against a Nigerian side that recently beat Cameroon 3-0 in a friendly. And another interesting tie is surely that between Liberia and the Ivory Coast. Liberia did not impress at home in the previous round against Guinea-Bissau and were held to a 1-1 draw. But away from home, they had a very impressive 3-1 victory. And if there's one player the Ivorians are going to keep a very close eye on, that's William Jebor. Now, William Jebor is 23 years of age. He plays in Spain. And he scored all 4 Liberian goals against Guinea-Bissau. So he clearly is going to be a marked man. And those matches take place between November 9 and 17. Just to stress, this is knockout football, home and away matches. The 20 overall winners, they will go through to a group stage that will begin next year. The 20 teams that fail, unfortunately, are out of the running for Russia.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Joining us now with more football news is our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Mali edged Ecuador 2-1 in a Group D tie at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Talca, Chile, on Wednesday. The victory strengthens Mali's chances of advancing to the knockout stage of the contest, having played to a scoreless draw against group leaders Belgium in their opening encounter. Today, Thursday, it's do or die for South Africa when they play North Korea in Group D action in Concepcion. South Africa lost their opening group tie to Costa Rica and need a win today to get their campaign back on track. In Switzerland, Nigeria's former FIFA Executive Committee member Amos Adamu is among several former and current FIFA executive members under investigation, the FIFA Independent Ethics Committee revealed in Zurich on Wednesday. This revelation comes barely 24 hours after FIFA Executive Committee granted the FIFA Independent Ethics Committee leeway to disclose to the public at their discretion what they are doing. Besides Adamu, Germany's Franz Beckenbauer, Spain's FIFA Vice President Angel Marie Villar, Thailand's Warawi Makudi, Cayman Islands Jeffrey Webb, Brazil's Ricardo Teixeira, Uruguay's Eugenio Figueiredo, and Paraguay's Nicolas Loez are under investigation. The FIFA Ethics Committee also confirmed that FIFA President Sepp Blatter, FIFA Vice President Michel Platini, and FIFA Secretary General Jerome Vaux, who are serving a 90-day suspension, are also under investigation. In Tunis, defending champions Libya face Morocco in an African Nations Championship CHAN qualifier in the Tunisian capital Tunis today, Thursday. Having lost by a solitary goal to Tunisia last week, Libya need to triumph against Morocco to stand a chance of winning the three-way North Africa qualifier and proceed to defend their CHAN title at the contest in Rwanda scheduled for early next year. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. I recently changed my Facebook cover photo to some sportylicious artwork done by my VOA colleague Chris Mosby, who works in our graphics department. Chris depicts some basketball players, a female football player kicking the ball, a sprinter, and a boxer who looks an awful lot like Floyd Mayweather landing a right to his opponent's jaw. Check out the artwork if you get a chance. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOASunny. Floyd Mayweather recently announced his retirement from boxing after he beat Andre Berto by unanimous decision in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nicknamed the Money Man, Mayweather loves to flaunt his wealth on social media, showing fans his high-priced cars, watches, and private jet flights to exotic locations. On Wednesday, Mayweather posted a photo that symbolized a lot of his boxing success. He displayed more than 20 of his championship belts that he won during his 19-year career in the fight game. I'm VOA Sonny Young.